Abaddon was not a demon to be underestimated. Many priests had died trying to contain him when the devil-like being first escaped his dungeon in hell centuries past. They discovered that a demon as powerful as Abaddon couldn't be defeated. Rather than cast him back to hell where he could regain strength and launch another assault upon humanity, he had been imprisoned in the body of one strong enough to contain him. The bishop was Abaddon's 12th vessel, and if His Eminence's time was drawing to a close, then Abaddon surely knew it. Father Michael returned to his seat and banged on the window at the front to gain the driver's attention again. "His Eminence is in distress," he called through the intercom. "We need to—"
"Hold tight,"
Brother Red shouted. The van lurched forward as the driver swerved into a break in the oncoming traffic to pass the last car blocking their way in front of them. Alarmed shouts erupted from people outside the van. The unsecured occupants in the back toppled onto the floor as the van accelerated into the intersection. Tires squealed to no avail. Something heavy crashed into the side of the van, knocking it into a sideways skid, followed by a second crash. Dazed by the sudden impact, Father Michael blinked and shook his head. He discovered he lay on the van's floor beside Father David. The younger priest groaned and glanced around, clutching his head. Shards of broken glass littered the floor, but at least they were level, and the van hadn't rolled. Father Michael avoided the worst of the broken glass as he gingerly turned and studied the vessel.
"Bishop, are you okay?"
Restrained by his seatbelt, the elderly man was slumped forward, head bent down, and chin against his chest, unmoving. Father Michael winced as he got to his knees and crawled toward the vessel. Pain shot through his body, but he ignored it and focused on the more serious problem. Father David got to his feet and reached the vessel first.
"Bishop Lewis?"
he called as he pushed the elderly man back against the seat and lifted his chin. The vessel's eyes were open, but they were rolled upward, showing the whites. Spittle dribbled from the side of his slack mouth. Then he began to convulse slightly.
"He's having a heart attack,"
Father David announced, sounding panicked.
"We need to get him to the hospital."
Father Michael nodded as he got to a sitting position. A glance toward the front of the van through the broken partition showed no sign of the driver or sounds of movement. Maybe he had been knocked unconscious in the accident.
"Do you know first aid?"
Father Michael asked the younger priest. Father David nodded while he hurried to undo the seatbelt holding the vessel in place.
"Yes, but we need help."
He slid the vessel off the seat and onto the van floor beside Father Michael.
"If he stops breathing, start chest compressions. I'll get someone."
He studied Father Michael for a second.
"Are you okay to do that, Father?"
Father Michael nodded.
"He could do that, couldn't he?"
A buzzing sound filled his mind, making everything seem like it was happening from a distance. Perhaps he'd hit his head during the accident. They turned in unison to stare at the vessel as he made a choking sound. His breathing had shallowed, and the convulsions were getting worse. Foam covered his lips, which were now tinged blue.
"We're losing him."
Chest compressions weren't going to be enough. He made the sign of the cross and started reciting a prayer for containment. The younger priest stared at him wide-eyed.
"If he dies, Abaddon will be released."
"I know.
We need to get out of here,"
Father David said. He hastened to the back of the van and pushed on the rear doors. They didn't budge. Damage inflicted by the collision appeared to have buckled them. He lay on his back and kicked them again and again, but was unable to move either of the dented doors. He looked to Father Michael.
"A little help?"
Father Michael's lips trembled as he continued his prayer. Where were the first responders? Were there no good Samaritans in this crowd? Would it matter if anyone helped them now? Abaddon was coming. He felt the demon draw nearer to the surface of his old friend's consciousness as the vessel's grip on life faded. Hungry, impatient, the prayer for containment was not working.
"Abaddon, he's getting out," he whimpered.